Peace be unto thee that readeth,
and to thy spirit.
Wisdom.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name.
Into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael saith unto him, Can there be any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming unto him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and saith unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. The Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Old Testament reading today is taken from the letter of to the Hebrews and is one that we often use for all the saints, especially martyrs. But today it is here for another reason. We hear from chapter 11, verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he looked forward by faith, and he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Moses is a great saint of the Old Testament, and one which we do well to read about from time to time. Moses was saved. Moses was set apart for a particular reason. In the verse before the one that Reader Chad started today, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw that he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. So we know the story, how Moses was laid in the bulrushes in a basket, and how Pharaoh's daughter found Moses and took him to Pharaoh's palace and brought him up as her own child. And this is the background to the next verse, verse 24. Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Moses was very privileged. Moses was brought up in Pharaoh's palace. He had everything that he could possibly want. He wanted for nothing. He had riches. He had servants. He had more than enough food to eat. But he never forgot that he had been set aside in some sense by God to preserve the promise that had been passed to Abraham and all his children. So Moses sacrificed all his pleasure, all his wealth, his riches, all his safety in order to stand by the people of God and to be with them in their affliction. So he was courageous and he was brave. He gave up everything in order to be like, alongside the people of God and to suffer with them. Now the fathers tell us that this is a parable in a sense about our Saviour. For in the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, our Saviour, we hear, did not cling to equality with God, but took upon him the form of a servant and was found in the likeness of men. And so, like Moses in some sense, our Saviour left the royal palaces, left the heavenly courts, in order to come alongside the people of God and to suffer alongside them and to understand what it is to be a child of God. So our Saviour came amongst us, but he did not come amongst us as a worldly lord. He did not come amongst us as a worldly prince. He came amongst us as a servant. He came amongst us as someone who suffers was someone who through his suffering brings us redemption. And this is something that we need to meditate upon during Lent. For we have Moses as a parable, we have our Saviour's life to look upon, and what do we do in order to come alongside our suffering brothers and sisters in Christ? What do we do when we see our suffering brothers and sisters? Do we stay in the palaces in which we live? Do we keep our comfort? Do we keep all our wealth and our riches? Or do we begin to see that we must not cling to these? We must try to come alongside our brothers and our sisters who are afflicted, who are in pain, who are suffering. One of the greatest gifts that we can give to those who suffer is not just money, it's not just food, it is actually to come alongside and to caress them in some sense with the love of God. And this is not an easy thing to do. It is easy in some sense to give a pound to a homeless person. It is easy in some sense to buy a cup of tea for a homeless person in the street. It is more difficult to love that person. It is more difficult to give that greatest gift that we in the busy 21st century can possibly give, which is time. So often, we don't give time, that very precious gift, to those who need it. And this is a great challenge. It is a great challenge to me and a great challenge to all God's people. For we are so busy, so busy, that we think to love is to give a pound, to buy a cup of tea, perhaps to buy a meal, and to go away again. But actually, we need to talk to the people. They may not want to hear us. They may not want that. What they may want is just some money or just some food. But actually, what they need is the time of another person. And what we need to do is to give some of our time to those who are lonely, those who are sad, those who are homeless. So Lent is a time to give time. It isn't just a time to worry about what we're eating and what we're not eating. It is not just a time to worry about whether we are fasting here and fasting there. It is a time to give time. To give time to God and to give time to our afflicted brothers and sisters. And that time is most, most precious. Moses gave up all his comfort in order to give his time to the people of God. Our Saviour gave up being in the heavens in order to be alongside the people of God upon earth. And so we need to give of our time this Lent. And through that giving of time, we will convey the power and the love of Christ. So think more about how we sanctify the time of Lent with a sense of giving to God and giving to one another. For it is in that sanctification of time that we will learn that our souls can be nourished through the grace of God, and that our souls will grow bright by Pascha. Amen.